Ian Masters.
He tossed another piece of bread into the water, and we watched in silence as it was savaged. That's what draws me to this anarchy. Everything in the jungle does just what's natural to it. No more, no less, no questions. He turned away from me and gazed upriver. I went quietly back into the cabin. I was closing the door when a sound boomed out. Ho, ho, ho.
Ian Masters read A Trip to Tortuguero by John Latham. The producer was Jocelyn
Tom Bob. Brown's School Days by Thomas Hughes. And so here's Rugby, sir, at last. And you'll be in plenty of time for dinner at the schoolhouse, as I told you, said the old guard, pulling his horn out of its case and tootle-tooing away, while the coachman shook up his horses and carried them along the side of the school close, round Dead Man's Corner, past the school gates, and down the high street to the Spread Eagle, the wheelers in a spanking trot, and leaders cantering in a style which would not have disgraced Jerry Bob. Ramping, stamping, tearing, swearing Billy Harwood. Or any other of the old coaches.
Everything's been messed up and pulled about, I suppose, he said. I've touched nothing, said Haydock. No more have I said. The inspector busied himself for some time, peering at the things on the table and examining the pool of blood. Ah, he said in a tone of triumph, here's what we want. Clock overturned when he fell forward. That'll give us the time of the crime. 6:22. What time did you say death occurred, Doctor?
I said about half an hour, but I don't guarantee the time absolutely.